Hello, and welcome to Planet Peanuts, the only economics podcast focused on the works of Charles M. Schulz. We're sending out this week's episode early, because we have breaking news to cover. So let's get right to it. This week's indicator is $185 million. That's how many dollars entertainment giant Sony just spent in order to get a chunk of the rights to Peanuts. Or to be more technically correct, a chunk of the company that exists just to hold the rights to Peanuts. For that much, Sony doesn't even get most of the company. No, they get a mere 39%. They bought this chunk from DHX Media, who still will own 41% of the company, with the remaining 20% being owned by the Schulz family. DHX picked up their portion of the rights last year, buying out those held by the company Iconix, as part of a deal that included non-Peanuts rights as well, to things like Strawberry Shortcake. Now, this deal is interesting in a number of ways. For one thing, since this involves only the Peanuts company and not the other properties that were involved in last year's deal, it means that we can set a specific value for Peanuts as a whole. If 39% of the company is worth $185 million, that would mean, to me, at least as a non-economist, that the company as a whole is worth $474 million. Might as well say half a billion. It's close enough. And given that the base of the property is the 17,897 daily and Sunday Peanuts newspaper strips that Schulz created, that comes to about $26,500 of value created per strip. And that gets into the whole weird thing about the business of art. Now, art is something of beauty. Art communicates to the human soul. Yet somehow, that ends up being represented in dollars. It's really the most objective way you can discuss art. You can't say that Peanuts is an 87 on a meaningfulness scale of 1 to 100, or that it is 129% as beautiful as a summer's day. But in the financial level, it can be evaluated to the penny. There's an old joke where a policeman sees a guy staring intently at the sidewalk on Fifth Street. "What are you looking for?" the policeman asks, because it's an old joke, and old jokes, all policemen have bad Irish accents. "I lost a $20 bill on Third Street," the guy answers. "Then why are you looking on Fifth Street?" "The light's better here." So if we discuss Peanuts in terms of financial value, it's not because that's the value that's really important in Peanuts. It's because, well, the light's better here. The value can be seen clearly, even if it is the wrong value. And now, Sony is a big company with a lot of divisions. They are the fifth largest manufacturer of TVs. They have a biotech branch. They own banks. They make the big batteries used in electric cars. They own a lot of stuff. Now, you'd probably guess that the Sony division that would be buying this share of Peanuts would be Sony Pictures, which is the branch in charge of their TV and movies. Perhaps even specifically Sony Pictures Animation, which is their American studio that has produced things like the Hotel Transylvania movies, the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball movies, Open Season, Smurfs, the Emoji Movie, and so on, with tie-in TV shows for some of those. And you'd be wrong. The actual division purchasing it is Sony Music Entertainment Japan. After having been around for half a century, they're a powerful player in the Japanese music scene, but Peanuts? I mean, last I heard, the Peanuts folks didn't even own the rights to the Vince Guaraldi Peanuts scores. So on a very surface level, this is not an obvious connection. The Hollywood Reporter article doesn't show in any obvious way that Sony wants to do something with the property, and it doesn't directly give them the rights to do so anyway. They would still need to get a license to do anything with the Peanuts rights, and get that license from this company they now own a minority share of. They do have the right to get a cut of the money that the Peanuts intellectual property generates, and that's what this comes down to, money rather than art. But then again, that's also why DHX sold Sony a share. It had been known for a while they wanted to squeeze some money out of Peanuts. Selling off a portion doesn't mean that DHX regrets the purchase. Actually, they should be fairly happy. A year ago, they paid $345 million for a bundle that included 80% of Peanuts and all of Strawberry Shortcake. And then a year later, sell less than half of just the Peanuts portion for more than half of that whole deal. That, boys and girls and beagles, is called profit. Now, Sony becomes a minority owner. One situation that this creates is that there are no majority owners. DHX Media, who is the biggest owner, owns just 41% of the holding company. Now, do you ever see a TV episode where ownership of something is split between three people, two of whom each own 49%, and they think they basically run things, and a third just owns 2% and effectively runs things, because whichever side they side with in a disagreement between the main two ends up with the majority vote? Well, I don't know how the decision-making is structured in this case, but if there are any decisions that require holders of the majority of the company to agree, then any such decision would require two of the three holding parties, giving the Schultzes real parity. But then, you cannot always tell control by ownership. Charles Schulz never owned Peanuts for the half-century he spent on the strip. It was owned by the syndicate. But about midway through that run, he renegotiated the contract with the syndicate. Even though they would own the copyrights and trademarks, Schulz would have control of many of the decisions made on what got licensed and how the characters appeared in licensing situations. That's control without technical ownership. Now, if you're wondering, the Schulz family got their 20% of ownership in 2010 as part of the deal when they teamed up with Iconics to buy the Peanuts rights from the syndicate. But this is all just my interpretation. For deeper information than what the Hollywood Reporter was feeding us, let me go straight to the press release DHX put out. I'll read it to you. Insert my comments where something seems called for. Just to make it clear when I'm doing such comments, I'll make them in a bad false accent of some sort. DHX Media forms strategic partnership with Sony on Peanuts. And then there's some bullet points. Two of the world's top entertainment and IP management companies forge a global partnership to grow Snoopy, Charlie Brown, and the Peanuts Gang. Builds on Sony's 8-year relationship representing Peanuts in Japan with 200% growth. DHX Media to use proceeds to pay down debt and reduce leverage. Halifax.
That's in Nova Scotia, for those of you who don't know the Canadian geography. And Nova Scotia is in Canada. Geography!
May 13th, 2018, PR Newswire.
That's a company you give a lot of money to in order to get your press release passed around. I've used them before. They get the job done.
DHX Media. TSX, DHX.A, DHX.B, NASDAQ, DHXM.
That's all stock market speak. It tells you where and how you can buy stock in the company.
And Sony Music Entertainment Japan Incorporated, SMEJ, announced today that they have entered into a definitive agreement whereby SMEJ will indirectly purchase...
I don't know what that means, indirectly purchase. Is it like when I get a box of Captain Crunch to get the free whistle inside? Only it's not really free because you can't get the whistle without buying the cereal?
Will indirectly purchase 49% of DHX Media's 80% interest in Peanuts for $237 million Canadian, $185 million US.
And there's a footnote here listing the exchange rate as 1.28, but not making it clear whether the sales price is actually listed in Canadian or in US. Which makes a difference as the exchange rate is apt to fluctuate between now and when the deal is finalized. Even though this is a deal between a Japanese company and a Canadian one, it would not be surprising if the deal were done in US currency, which is sort of the currency of international deal-making.
In cash, subject to customary working capital adjustments, pro forma for the transaction, DHX Media will own 41% of Peanuts, SMEJ will own 39%, and the members of the family of Charles M. Schulz will continue to own 20%.
Captain Math wants me to let you know that this is rounding in some form to a whole percent number, as 49% of 80% is actually 39.2%. So either they are buying 39.2% of Peanuts as a whole, or they are buying 48.75% of DHX's 80%.
DHX Media and SMEJ have also agreed to extend the duration of the current licensing and syndication agreement with SMEJ's consumer products division, Sony Creative Products Incorporated, SCP in Japan. A leading intellectual property management company in Japan, SCP has represented Peanuts since 2010 and is currently spearheading multiple licensing programs celebrating the 50th anniversary of Peanuts' launch in Japan.
So that's important! Sony was already handling Peanuts' work in Japan, and this creative products division is just slated under their music business.
We are honored to deepen our relationship with Sony Music Entertainment Japan as we continue our expansion of Peanuts globally, said Michael Donovan, executive chair and CEO of DHX Media. Sony Music Entertainment Japan has incredible expertise in rights management across the entertainment and consumer products industries, having successfully grown the Peanuts business in Japan over 200% since they became our agent in 2010. This transaction will allow DHX Media to de-lever our balance sheet as we team up with an ideal partner to help us reach our worldwide growth targets for Peanuts in the coming years.
And it should be noted that whenever Sony Music Entertainment Japan appears in the press release, Japan is in parentheses. So clearly, since this is something Michael Donovan said, he must have pronounced the parentheses.
DHX Media intends to use the net proceeds from the transaction after payment of transaction costs to reduce its indebtedness under its term credit facility.
I guess that's an official way of saying we owe people money, so we're going to take this money to pay the people we owe. That's how debt works, folks.
DHX Media and SMEJ aim to complete the transaction on or about June 30, 2018.
An interesting date, as that would be a year to the day since DHX completed their purchase of the rights.
The completion of the transaction is subject to customary closing conditions, required regulatory approvals, applicable third-party consents, and the execution of certain ancillary agreements. DHX Media was advised by Canaccord Genuity Corp.
Genuity isn't actually a word, which makes it perfect when you want something to seem like it's genuine, but it isn't. I'm going to skip over the endnote paragraphs titled About DHX Media and About Sony Music Entertainment parentheses Japan close parentheses Inc. and head right to
About Sony Creative Products Inc. Sony Creative Products Inc., SCP, is an IP firm that provides a full range of merchandising and marketing services focused on the development and use of domestic and international intellectual properties, such as copyrighted and trademark material, including illustrated characters. Operations include merchandising such as video, print publications, apparel, toys, and other products, while uses in the services field include broadcasting, screening, events, amusement facilities, telecommunications, sales promotion, and distribution, which are handled either directly or under license. http://www.scp.co.jp/en/.
So that sounds also reasonable. Any concern about the music aspect is washed away.
Disclaimer. This press release contains forward-looking statements under applicable securities laws with respect to DHX Media, including, without limitation, statements regarding the business strategies and operational activities of DHX Media and its subsidiaries, the completion of the prospective transactions, and expected benefits flowing therefrom. Although DHX Media believes that the expectations reflected in such forward-looking statements are reasonable, such statements involve risks and uncertainties and are based on information currently available to the DHX Media. Actual results or events may differ materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. Factors that could cause actual results or events to differ materially from current expectations, among other things, include risk related to regulatory approvals and satisfaction of other conditions to closing the transaction, including applicable third-party consents and the mutual agreement to the ancillary commercial agreements together with the operating agreement for the limited liability company through which DHX Media and SMEJ will hold their 80% interest in Peanuts ancillary commercial agreements, the ability of the parties to execute on the transactions, DHX Media's ability to effectively operate the business following closing, market factors, contract interpretation, application of accounting policies and principles, and other factors discussed in materials filed with applicable securities regulatory authorities from time to time, including matters discussed under risk factors in DHX Media's most recent annual information form and annual management discussion and analysis, which also form part of DHX Media's annual report on Form 40-F, filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. These forward-looking statements are made as of the date hereof, and DHX Media assumes no obligation to update or revise them to reflect new events or circumstances, except as required by law.
I.e., we don't have to tell you unless we have to tell you. Well, that's it for this week's...
That's it for this week's episode. My apologies to the late Graham Chapman, whose voice for female characters I appear to have been stealing. I'm away next week, going to Las Vegas for the licensing expo. But the podcast isn't. I've already got an episode in the can for you. Let me know if you have any comments or questions. Send them to questions@augh.com. That's AAUGH.com. Do stop by the blog at augh.com. And until next time, May all your statements be forward-looking. May all your purchases be indirect.
And may all your griefs be good ones!